This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Tuesday, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and of course, we're just... those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are here this morning. Let's get right into it. Breeze, where are they
Who
at?
Who is here? Our friend April's here. She says, good morning, guys. Finally recovered after St. Patrick's Day weekend. T'was fun. And I wish St. Patrick's Day weekend was every weekend.
We sure don't.
No, it's great.
That would be a lot.
Your liver would fail. So there's that.
I don't know when this happened. I started getting into drinking Guinness, and I'm like, why am I drinking it? Am I drinking it because my friends constantly hand it to me?
Very heavy.
And I'm like, well, it's definitely an acquired taste, but I don't love it or anything like that.
I took a Guinness glass over the weekend, poured two espresso martinis in it.
Yeah, I saw people doing that.
I was like, All right.
I did
this
see.
Works for me.
Yeah.
This works.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Who else is here? We have Sarah here. She says, good morning. Feeling good because this week I'm officially down 40 pounds since January. Which I'm loving.
Girl, that's what's up.
Oh,
congratulations.
We love that for you. We love that for you.
Way to put in that hard work.
Way to get after it. And last but simply not least, we have our girl, Michelle. Michelle says, Moose Breezy, so glad to have you back after not having you for a couple of days. Can't wait to hear about your trip.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. That's for sure. Structure is so important, is it not, Breeze?
So important.
I mean, I like being away and stuff like that, but towards the end of the trip, there's that point where there's excitement.
Especially when your flight gets canceled.
You just want to get home.
Yeah.
You know, you need that routine. I don't know some people how they do it. They just, it's gonna be tough being retired.
That sounds like the most peaceful thing probably ever for me. My mom loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Well, your mom loves waking up and hitting that tennis court. See, here's the thing. If you don't have a condo and somewhere you can go to get out of here, especially during the long winters, you're not going to enjoy retirement that much. You're just not going to do it. Oh, the amount of retired people I got to be friends with over the weekend in Florida? Of course, they're loving life.
Yeah, that tracks. Did you guys know that Moose stayed at the Villages over the weekend?
Loved it. Oh, it's the best. But anyways, yeah, it's nice to be home. Hope you guys had a nice St. Patrick's Day yesterday and celebrating. Unfortunately for you, it was on a Monday.
People still got after the Shamrock Jacks.
Those two stuck NASA astronauts, they were stuck in space, finally headed back to Earth. Dramatic mission. They were supposed to go up for a week, and then that turned into a much longer period of time. But they were finally able to get home safe. I'll tell you all the news about that and the details Some of you might have already seen it all over social media, but we'll talk about that coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, those two stuck NASA astronauts stuck in space finally headed back to Earth to close out a dramatic mission, a very dramatic mission. They left back in June last summer. They were supposed to be gone a week. That turned into 9 to 10 months. I mean, can you imagine saying goodbye to your family? I'm going on a 1 week work trip. Actually, something came up. I'll be home in 9 months.
That's exactly like the guy who was being held hostage in that foreign country that
exactly.
We talked about last week.
Take care of the kids. Please don't get remarried. I mean, so many problems just popped up on the way to the space station that NASA eventually sent Starliner back empty and transferred the test pilots to SpaceX, pushing their homecoming into February and then March. Then SpaceX capsules issued another month's delay, and you got this woman and this guy that's, I don't know what they're doing up there. I really don't have a clue. But so many problems just popped up on the way to the space station, and their mission took an unexpected twist. This was back in January when President Donald Trump asked SpaceX founder Elon Musk to accelerate the astronauts' return, and then he blamed the delay on the Biden administration.
Nice.
It's never ending.
Biden's like,
this
I
guy,
wasn't even there.
He loves pointing the finger. The replacement crew's brand new SpaceX capsule still wasn't ready to fly, so SpaceX subbed it with a used one, hurrying things along by at least a few weeks. But even in the middle of, you know, that entire political storm, Wilmore and Williams continued to maintain an even keel attitude, especially at public appearances from orbit, casting no blame and insisting they supported NASA's decision from the start. Wilmore, 62, missed most of his younger daughter's senior year of high school, and then his older daughter is now in college. Williams, who's 59, had to settle for internet calls from space to her mother. But they're going to have to wait until they're off this SpaceX recovery ship and flown to Houston before the long-awaited reunion with their loved ones.
At least they're back, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of concerns when it comes to health issues. They said, you know, being in space that long, there's a lot of pressure that's put on your chest and your organs. So, you know, could it take years off your life? Potentially. That's what they're saying. You're supposed to be up there a week and that turns into 9 months. Was not planning for that.
No, we weren't. We weren't planning for that at all. You know you. Huge space guy. Huge space guy.
Oh, I do. I love NASA. I love space. You should have saw my bedroom in eighth grade. 1,200 stars from Spencer Gifts. Put them all on the ceiling.
The spaceship. That is crazy.
As soon as I moved out, my mom painted over all of them. It was very devastating. Coming
up, Mom, they're still glowing, by the way.
We have a mom that we got a message from who says her five-year-old had a meltdown after she witnessed our girl Harper, who wrote in, throwing away her artwork in the trash. How long do parents keep their kids' drawings for? What's the rule here? Harper from Fairport is asking for some tips and tricks on what to do with all this crappy art.
My mom is still trying to pawn that off of me. Like, just throw it away.
We'll get to her message just after the break for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Hey, you guys know all that incredible artwork that your kids constantly tend to gift you? How long until you throw that crap away?
My mom is still trying to pawn it on me. She's like, take your crap. I'm like, I gave that to you as a gift.
We're asking all the hard-hitting questions this morning because listeners like Harper from Fairport can really use our help. She writes in and says, hi, guys. My two children love to draw, and they're very creative and love making things for my husband and I, but now it's starting to become overwhelming. Anywhere they are, they draw. at home, their grandparents' house, childcare, wherever. And I love that they enjoy drawing so much, but I have their drawings lying everywhere, in every room, on every surface. Last week, I crushed my 5-year-old daughter's heart because she caught me throwing away some of her drawings, and she was very upset. I felt horrible, but I don't know what to do with all this stuff.
Right.
I have their drawings framed, going up the steps. It's like a museum in there. I don't want to keep all of them, but I also want to keep all of them at the same time. They gift us all their drawings, and it just breaks my heart to throw any away, but I just feel like I have to, especially the ones from my oldest. She draws with so much attention and detail, and every drawing is so different. But how do you sort through your child's or your children's drawings, and how many do you keep? I need some tips on how long some of you parents actually hold on to this stuff for. Am I terrible if I secretly trash their artwork? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. No, I don't think you are at all, Harper. Sometimes you got to throw it in the trash. Sometimes you got to declutter. Because guess what? They're not going to know it's gone. Just keep their best stuff. Throw everything else away.
Yeah, I would...
Put it in the fireplace.
I would definitely keep a beautiful rotation. There's a bunch of different frames and such you can buy that open up and you can just put the new stuff in without having to take it down and go around and blah, 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 blah. So I would definitely look into that just so you can have a new piece of artwork displayed weekly. And then what you do with it after the fact, if you're going to discard it, I mean, I wouldn't do it in the family trash. I just think that that's kind of common sense, but maybe no, it's not.
You got to drive across town and dump it in.
It's like releasing a mouse. Right. You have to go miles and miles away.
You got to just put in like a Red Lobster dumpster. They'll never find it in there.
Yeah.
Be discreet.
There's a service where you can actually send them a picture and artwork and all of the things, and they put it all in a book for you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, so they will make an actual illustration book of all your artwork.
Your kids. Harper, been there.
That's a
Here's
great idea.
What I have learned. First, never throw away their papers in front of them, which I said was pretty obvious. Wait until they're occupied and then throw everything away when they're not paying attention. Also, Amazon has these picture frames that open up at the front, like I just said. It's like a door, and you can store dozens of pictures in there. I've saved some of my daughter's best work. We can switch them out whenever we want.
That's a great idea. Sarah says, I got a box for each child, and I keep some of the best, funniest, or most interesting drawings and other things they've made over the years. I'm going to be honest, though, not every child's work matters. They don't always make the cut. Sometimes you just have to trash it. When they're not looking, they'll understand when they're older. Kelly says, good morning, guys. I ended up going to art school for college, so I drew a lot as a kid, but my mom kept about 1% of my drawings. It wasn't possible to keep everything, and I was fine with that as a kid. I think it taught me that it's the process that really matters far more than the final product.
Right. So
I think her 5-year-old is thinking the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's go over to our friend Megan here. Megan says, why would anything that your child makes you ever be an option to throw it away? That's cruel. Drawings and artwork don't take up that much space. It's easy to just store it away until they're older, and then you can give it back to them.
No, because that pisses me off.
So why are you giving it back to them to begin with?
My mom's like, take your crap. I'm like, I gave that to you as a gift. Like, what? Nothing infuriates me
crap.
More.
Nothing it was serious. Just, you know, it was a lot as a kid. I remember having to make my dad stuff for Father's Day in first grade. And it was just like, take this piece of paper, cut it into a tie, and then make a card out of it. I'm like, here, Dad, happy Father's Day. Oh, wow.
Trash. Paper shredder.
You got to give parents credit, man, for acting like they're impressed, though. They always did a good job of making you feel good. Parents don't do that, but the good parents, like our parents, they're good people.
Would it be more offensive if it was just thrown away or put through the paper shredder?
Oh, my God.
You're choosing violence.
A paper shredder. You're choosing violence. You're sending a message.
Yeah.
Tim says, if it's collecting dust and they haven't made anything that has made you money or belongs in a museum, throw it away in a dumpster. Call it a day. Oh. Tim's trauma dumping. My parents have never kept one thing I made them growing up. It's okay to get rid of it. Oh, Tim, let's all give Tim a virtual hug this morning, shall
Timbo.
We?
Aww. Timbo.
It's honestly, garbage. Garbage, you guys. They just pile up. There's that frame from Amazon that you can put one on top of the other without throwing them out, but that piles up too. Maybe keep a box for one per year of their best work. Yeah, honestly, I think that listener and then what Breezy said is a great idea.
Those frames aren't that expensive either. So, and the thing about the beautiful thing about the frames is it's like you can keep 20 pieces of art in that frame and then just rotate it.
Yeah. Or the illustration and, book. The and, picture book is a great idea.
And make it, make them involved. Like every morning when you wake up, whether the frame be in their room or in the hallway or whatever, make it so they can change it and make it a part of their routine. If you want to keep this artwork around, you're going to have to work for it.
In fifth grade, I was caught in class drawing nudes of our substitute teacher, and I don't remember anybody ever keeping that artwork. Anyways, let's go over to Jen.
Yes. Therapy's a super fun thing we should look into. Thank you so much.
Take pictures of them with your phone, you guys. Create a folder and keep them on the computer or the tablet, and then put the original on the refrigerator for a period of time, then throw it away. If the kid asks about it, pull up the image on your phone.
See? I have it.
Always got a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for the messages, you guys. But yeah, that illustration book seems to be the way to go. Harper, best of luck. All right, if you're going to throw that stuff away, do it in the middle of the night. Drive across town, find a dumpster, set it on fire.
Release it like a mouse. Yep. 98 PXY.